Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Suplex. WrestleMania has been and gone, and we've had technical issues. I am Andy Kwan, and with me as always is Sam Brooks.
Tell you what, it's good to be back. You may notice a scenic change from me. I've got a new setup going on here, so hopefully that won't detract from the terrible show that was WrestleMania.
Yes, that show is truly awful.
It was.
So let's just get on with it. Sam, run down the card.
Let's power through this, shall we? We're not going to do a riddle. We're not going to read out comments today. We just want.
No riddles. No riddles. Oh my god, I'm so happy.
Maybe a bit too happy. All right.
No, I hate riddles. God, I hate them.
Do we want to go over the WrestleMania pre-show?
Why not?
Alrighty. First up, we had Kalisto defeating Ryback, retaining the United States Championship.
Why was this on the pre-show? And why, better still, was this a match?
Why, God, Ryback, is what I often say. And I think that's entirely applicable to this situation.
Feed me more.
He's big guy just, feed time.
He's just so hungry.
He's hungry all of the time. Can you tell? Can you tell? Do you know?
I don't know, Sam. I don't know. He's just so hungry all the time. I did not know that.
The match itself was not that great. And half of the people who bought tickets to see WrestleMania ended up not watching this match because they couldn't get into the bloody stadium in time.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Bloody typical, right? But moving on from that, we had an equally disappointing match with the Total Divas versus Bad and Blonde. For those of you may not know, that's the entirety of the women's division except for three of them.
Need a
helping hand.
Oh, God. Did it have Eva Marie in?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Oh, of course it did.
Let's analyze these teams, shall we?
Okay.
Team Total Divas. Pay attention to who's on this, right? We have Brie Bella.
Okay.
Alicia Fox.
Okay.
Paige.
Okay, good.
Natalia.
Okay, good.
And Eva Marie. Andy, I have a question for you.
What?
Who did Paige spend a majority of 2015 feuding with?
The Bellas.
Right. Whose team was she on at WrestleMania?
Nikki Bella's.
Right.
No, was it Brie Bella?
It was Brie Bella.
Oh, the Cheese Bella. I got it. Okay.
Right. Yes, Cheese Bella.
Brie Bella.
That's how you separate them. Cheese Bella and Tits Bella. That's just how we separate them now.
Pretty much.
Right. Bad and Blonde was made up of Team Bad, Naomi, and Tamina. They were joined by Emma.
What? He's on NXT.
And Lana. Coldfish Lana. Making her WrestleMania debut.
Take it! It's a fish!
I have a question for you, Andy.
Yes.
Who did Lana spend a majority of 2015 feuding with?
The fish.
Summer Rae.
Oh.
Who was on Team Bad and Blonde?
A fish. Summer Rae.
Yep. And Lana.
I mean, the thing is as well, I mean, Lana looked quite good, actually. But the point is that...
That's the only positive.
That's the only offensive.
That's
the only positive, actually. That match was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad, because how did it even end? I believe Brie Bella got somebody in the yes spot.
I think it might have been Naomi, maybe.
Quite possibly. But, Nikki Bella came out in her little neck brace and celebrated with the rest of her friends. We don't really know at this point. But
I don't know.
It's probably important to mention that this is, in fact, Brie Bella's last ever match.
Is she actually retiring? Or?
Officially retired.
So, Nikki's still going to wrestle?
We don't know.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Either way, Lana's first match was Brie Bella's last match.
Oh, boy.
It's a curse.
It's a curse.
I'm entirely convinced that anyone that steps in the ring with Lana will retire afterwards.
Probably, yeah.
We've yet to see any evidence to the contrary.
Well,
I feel like
I mean,
that could be a new streak. How many people can Lana retire?
So far, it's 1 and 0.
1 and 0. Moving on to slightly less interesting things. The Usos defeated the Dudley Boys.
Okay, so this match, this was the point where I started. I saw that Divas match actually, but the fucking. Okay, right. So the whole point of the Dudleys was that they don't use tables anymore because they're like, no, we don't want to use tables.
That's correct.
And then the moment the match started, it was like, I want to use tables. Like, I don't get it. It was so strange. And everyone wanted the Dudleys to win. And then, again, this is the story of the night. To a chorus of boos, the Usos win.
Yep. Yep.
Great.
Yep. You know,
absolutely
okay.
Fantastic.
All right, so boring tag team versus slightly more interesting tag team, but inexplicably turned heel for little to no reason. Looking to gain some fresh momentum coming off of WrestleMania season. Who wins? Not those guys. Because fuck those guys. Right?
Right.
Right. Absolutely pointless. Absolutely pointless match. No need for it.
And the thing that made it worse was they literally ignored the whole gimmick, the whole match.
They did.
I don't understand why. Did they just think, nah, fuck it, WrestleMania, tables. Like, I don't get it. Like,
yeah, screw it. It's WrestleMania. Let's just throw out all of our ideologies and put one of the Usos for a table, right?
Why? That's
never
so
happened.
Stupid.
It is stupid. The entirety of this pre-show, the running theme is that nobody cared about any of these matches.
Yes.
The storylines were weak, because they weren't properly booked, and not only that, it felt contrived. It felt so contrived, because you didn't need WrestleMania to be 7 hours long.
No, God almighty.
Did not need that. And yet, for some reason, we have Rey Mysterio 2 versus the Gorilla Man.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
We have Keeping Up with the Undercard versus This Team Has No Reason to Exist. And then we have the Samoan Clone Experiment versus People Who Used to Be Cool, We Promise.
I mean, the only... There was one plus side.
Oh, what was that?
I just fired. But the plus side was Mauro Ranallo.
Mauro Ranallo?
Whatever his name is. Mauro Ranallo.
Mauro.
Whatever his name is. Fantastic.
Rhea Mania.
Right.
Yes.
A breath of fresh air. He's actually good at what he does. You can tell he's like commentated over Floyd Mayweather boxing matches and MMA fights because he's actually good at what he does.
Yeah.
So.
And it's a shame because they put him on the pre-show.
Yeah, he should have been on the main card. He should have replaced... Mago. JBL.
Yeah. Props to Byron Saxton for calling 7 hours of action. But,
was he there for 7 hours?
Was.
Fuck, why didn't he? Okay, Byron should have been replaced by Mauro Ranallo.
More importantly, why has Byron Saxton not gone insane yet?
Yeah, I think he has the willpower and the brain of a... I don't know, of steel. I mean, what the fuck? Like,
he's the true man of steel.
He's been there. He was there for 7 hours.
I would have
gone mad.
I did go mad. Because let's talk about this card, shall we? Opening match. Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Who was in it? The champion Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Sin Cara, Stardust, The Miz, Dolph Ziggler, and Zack Ryder.
Liam put a bet on Zack Ryder.
Did.
I remember going bleh in the live thing, going, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So my reaction to Zack Ryder climbing a ladder was like, oh God, no, Liam, no, God, please, God, no, Liam, no, no, no. And then he, you know, won.
Zack Ryder became your new Intercontinental Champion by pushing The Miz off of the ladder and just taking the belt. Where was Kevin Owens? He was dead. On a ladder. Thanks to an exploder suplex from Sami Zayn.
It probably shouldn't surprise you that I read reports, maybe not on WrestlePundit, but around...
Somewhere.
The dirt sheets.
Out there.
A lot of these endings were actually drawn up on the night, so literally the Sunday evening.
Doesn't surprise me. It's not surprising. Here's the thing about Zack Ryder, okay? I'm going to ask you this in earnest. Do you honestly care, or do you even like Zack Ryder? Be as honest as you possibly can. Don't buy into the whole Reddit thing of, oh, he's the underdog, we love him because he's the underdog, and he's a massive joke.
I don't care.
I don't give a single solitary fuck about Zack Ryder. I never did. Back when it was his time to shine in 2011, I didn't back then. I certainly do not now.
Was that 5 years ago?
Yes. The man fell off the face of the earth for years.
Oh, it couldn't have been. I remember being at uni when he got, like, pushed off a stage in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
This was four, five. The point is...
Long time ago. Enough time to warrant the release of Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
What has he instead done? Did nothing for about 3 years. Then he went into NXT to form the worst tag team in NXT history.
Dear God, that thing is awful.
And we've had the Ascension, okay?
Hey, hi! Shut up. Fucking Bella.
I know Carmine likes to challenge me whenever I say that the Hype Bros are a terrible, terrible tag team.
They are a terrible tag team.
They're a terrible tag team. They force you to have fun. Yes, they force you to have fun. I'm sorry, Carmine. What about a man drugged up on steroids and Red Bull screaming in your face, get hype, isn't forced fun? It's not genuine. It doesn't seem like they're actually having fun. It just seems like... You know, you've worked in retail, Andy.
I currently work in retail.
We both currently work in retail. You know those, like, pair of customers that come in and act as if their life is like this grand stage play and we're the audience?
No.
That's what these people remind me of.
I love how I go. No.
The Hype Bros are terrible.
They are bad, yeah.
Mojo Rawley is one of the worst wrestlers I've ever seen. Zack Ryder is one of the most unremarkable wrestlers I have ever seen. And I've seen Colin Delaney.
Yes, Colin Delaney.
Right. There's nothing to him. And I don't care about the woo-woo-woovement.
What is that?
Supposedly replacing the yes movement. I don't care. Because he's not interesting. I don't connect to his character whatsoever, what little character there is. And it's just completely a slap in the face that this guy won for the sake of a surprise win.
Yeah, and the thing is as well, is that you had Sami Zayn in this.
You had Sami Zayn, you had Kevin Owens, you had Dolph Ziggler. Hell, you had Stardust. Ignoring the character, you had Cody Rhodes in there.
Yeah.
I think any of them would have been better.
And the thing is...
Even Dolph Ziggler. Even people who have already been multi-time Intercontinental Champions would have been better than this clown.
Zack Ryder was put into the match because they ran out of people.
Right. Because Neville got injured. If Neville hadn't got injured, Zack Ryder would have been sat at home watching his girlfriend perform on the pre-show. Right?
And then what happened the fucking following night just rendered this pointless anyway.
Get to that when we get to Raw, but...
God.
For now, despair and calamity for the new Intercontinental Champion, Zack Ryder. Why? Moving on. We had the only man in history to compete at Wrestle Kingdom and WrestleMania in the same exact year. The man who debuted at the Royal Rumble and made everyone collectively lose their minds. My favorite wrestler, AJ Styles. He lost to Chris Jericho.
Gotta keep that young Chris Jericho strong. That up-and-coming guy that you just brought in from fucking another company.
Chris Jericho is like when your dad has that midlife crisis and he's trying to remain hip and cool by wearing scarves. He looks like a twat. His heel run, granted, Jericho's heel runs have been great. But this chemistry with AJ Styles is so lacking. But I just can't get invested in this. And it's such a shame, because not only is AJ Styles an amazing wrestler, and I'm not saying Chris Jericho isn't, but what I'm saying is these two in particular, their styles do not blend well together. And it's at the point where it's like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
I got sick of it. Let's analyze this entire feud, okay? AJ Styles shows up at the Rumble, everyone goes mad, okay?
Yes.
Next night on Raw, he's facing Chris Jericho. Why? Because he's facing Chris Jericho. Okay? Did Styles win that match?
Yes.
Yes. They continue to have back and forth matches, because for some reason AJ Styles needs the WWE rub from Chris Jericho. They act as if AJ Styles would never have gotten over, were it not for Chris Jericho. That's a complete lie.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
That's unfounded. They form a tag team that lasts for about 2 weeks.
Yes.
They have custom-made shirts that were made entirely for the purpose of burning them in a segment on Raw. And then they just face each other at WrestleMania, and Jericho won. Now, granted, they are even in terms of victories. They both share the same amount of victories over each other. But it's WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's the
it's
only
the
one
biggest
they...
event of a calendar year. Everyone's going to remember the fact that AJ Styles lost to Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
The problem with it is, as well, is that the whole feud has been shit. Like,
it has been. I've not been captivated by it.
When Jericho's like, you all cheer AJ Styles, and no one's chanting AJ Styles. No one's chanting AJ Styles. Like, literally, they've kind
right?
of just ruined AJ.
I wouldn't say they've ruined AJ. I say they've put a damper on him unnecessarily. They could have paired him with anyone else to give him the WWE rub, but no, they picked Chris Jericho.
And then the next night.
Get to the next night when we get to the next night.
I know, but it's just, why did Jericho win? What was the purpose? What was the point? What does that serve? What the fuck is happening?
It wasn't any point, unfortunately. But,
right, next.
Oh, God. One of the best WrestleMania entrances of all time was helmed by The New Day. What a time to be alive, alright?
It's a great day to be
this
alive.
This time last year, The New Day was hated by everybody. They were on the pre-show. They had no gimmick that anyone liked, right? Now, they're dressed in Dragon Ball Z armor, entering WrestleMania via a cereal box.
Beautiful.
If you told me that this time last year, I would have called you insane.
I would have said, are you high on crack? Like, that entrance was up there with Rusev in a tank. I don't know if it beats Rusev in a tank, because it was Rusev in a tank.
It was Rusev in a tank.
But here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Rusev probably still has that tank. In kayfabe.
In his
backyard.
Why
didn't he just plow that fucking tank right into that cereal box?
Just flatten the cereal box.
Yeah.
It would have been good, but no.
And he could just stand there and go, GRASH! Like, that's amazing.
Instead, he just kicked a couple of bootios everywhere, and the League of Nations came out. Because it was a 4-on-3 handicap match, not for the tag titles. Just a 4-on-3 handicap match. And the League of Nations picked up the win.
Wow.
Are you sensing a recurring theme with
yes,
these victories?
Yes, I sense this theme of why. Here's the thing as well.
Right.
So, people were telling, but they, on the big screen in the arena, they were having like New Day rocks, and it kept coming up.
Right.
And random points during the show, they had like different chants coming up. So now WWE are telling you what you should chant. That's really bad.
No,
right?
No, that's not how that's not how I see it.
That is really bad.
That's no, they're not telling
Wrestling
you.
Is
they're not
a
telling you to
sitcom.
Do anything. They're not telling you to do anything. They're just putting up a thing on the Titantron that you could just ignore if you wanted to.
But no.
Yeah.
They're telling you to do it.
No, they're not telling you to do shit. They're putting a graphic on the Titantron. You don't have to do anything. You could ignore it.
But people are not going to ignore it, so they're telling people what to do.
That's not how that works.
That is how.
No, it's not. So, the League of Legends pick up this victory for no reason. Wade Barrett gets on the microphone and he challenges any three people, any four people out there to come and attack them. Who should come out other than Texas natives Shawn Michaels?
Great.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Great.
And Mick Foley.
Great.
Is Mick Foley even from Texas?
I don't even think he is.
Why was he there?
I don't know.
Why were all of them there? I know why they were there. Why did they have to show up then?
Yeah, the only plus side is, you know, Sean was in his ring gear, which is a bit weird.
Sean looked pretty good. For a guy who hasn't wrestled in about 5 years, he looked pretty good.
And Stone Cold did a dance. He did the Carlton dance.
He did.
And then did the Stunner. Yeah. Which is probably one of my highlights of the night, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
was Stone Cold dance.
And Mick Foley was there.
With his sock.
He was there. I don't care.
Yep, this was shit.
Here's the thing. I care about Stone Cold. I care about Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? I get into Stone Cold whenever he shows up. Because whenever he shows up, it's a big deal. The glass shatters, biggest pop of the night, guaranteed, right? Shawn Michaels... he gets involved too much. He's not a special attraction anymore. Stone Cold is. He shows up once in a blue moon. Once a year, let's say. Not even that much. Mick Foley... the god of smarks everywhere. My thoughts and feelings towards Mick Foley have been dampened over the past year or so because of his social media posts.
Yes.
It's not how it should be.
And the thing is that, I mean, I don't know if it hurts New Day, but
I wouldn't say that it hurts New Day because you can't really hurt the New Day at this point. They have that over barrier. They have that protective shield called Ovenness.
I just don't see the point. I mean, yeah, if you were there live, we would probably be like, yes, Stone Cold! But like...
I would have been like that. I would have cheered on watching it from the TV, because it's Stone Cold.
Or, like, no, if Mick Foley and Shawn Michaels came out as well, we'd be like, yeah! But
probably. It's just the excitement of seeing these people there. But when you look back on it and you look at this moment, it's really a case of, why?
Yeah, I don't really care.
It was shoehorned in, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Next match on the card was... oh, boy. The crazy man, Dean Ambrose, going one-on-one with Brock Lesnar.
No.
Let's analyze the build to this feud, okay?
Yes.
For a couple of seconds, let's just analyze the build to this feud, right?
Let's analyze that.
So, in the weeks leading up to this entire thing, you have various legends coming out and presenting Dean Ambrose with a variety of weapons. You have Mick Foley coming out and presenting Dean Ambrose with the barbed wire baseball bat.
Okay.
An effective weapon against someone like Brock Lesnar, no?
Or anyone on this planet.
A human being. It's an effective weapon against a human being, yes?
Right. Okay.
The following week, or a week after that, Terry Funk presents Dean Ambrose with a chainsaw.
Okay.
It's not like he can actually use that against Brock Lesnar without going to prison, but nevertheless, an effective weapon against literally anything.
Yeah.
Unless Brock Lesnar has a metal endoskeleton.
Don't think he does.
Which is entirely possible.
Mm.
I think a chainsaw might help him win.
Yeah, yes it would.
Did Dean Ambrose use any of these weapons?
He tried to use a chainsaw.
How did that go for him?
Did not go well.
Did not go well.
I think he tried to use the barbed wire bat.
Didn't go well.
Didn't go well. Then he gets F5'd onto chairs. The end!
The man who they built up to have an insanely high pain tolerance gets put away with a single F5 onto chairs. The man who has previously said F5s do not hurt as much as people would lead you to believe. No, one of them put you away. Are you sure about that, Mr. Ambrose? Are you sure that these F5s don't hurt?
12 suplexes, and it's just... This match was shit. I'm sorry. It was so bad. This should have been better than what it should. It should have been like a brawl.
It was a 10-minute match. Let's make that clear. It was 10 minutes.
Am I getting sick of? Like, am I the only one who's getting sick of Brock at this point?
No, I'm not getting sick of Brock. I'm getting sick of the booking of Brock.
I'm sick of suplexes. I don't give a fuck.
Suplex
Do something
City
else!
Has run its course.
Yeah, I can't.
And it sucks because we know Brock Lesnar. We know he's capable of so much more than just throwing people around.
Yeah.
Highlight his incredible speed. Highlight his incredible endurance.
I mean,
his MMA background.
They did when he did the top rope belly to belly. Like, he just ran, like. He weighs like 300 pounds. He's the size of a tank, and he just ran up the top rope like he was a fucking cruiserweight.
And he
do that more
flex.
Often. Yeah, do those things. What the fuck are you doing?
And yet, this could have been a star-making performance for Dean Ambrose, who is already
yep.
one of the most over people in that company. That could have elevated him to being a top-level guy. But no, you had to have Lesnar win, and I understand why. Because someone needs that Lesnar rub. I don't understand why you can't give it to Dean Ambrose. And I don't understand why this match, despite being one of the most exciting matchups on that card, something that people have dreamed about, why it was so disappointing. Because the finish sullied the entire match. This is the theme of WrestleMania
yep.
32, alright? The endings ruin everything.
Yeah, it's just like, they didn't put any thought into this.
No.
They just went, Brock will win.
Right.
It's because I said so, damn it. Like, that's literally it. And
it's insane. The amount of inconsequential bullshit that occurred at WrestleMania this year.
It's just pointless.
And we're getting away from that a little bit with this next match. Good news, everyone.
Yeah?
The term diva is dead.
Yay!
The butterfly belt? Also dead.
Yay!
New title belt. New women's championship.
Sasha Banks won the title, right?
See, this belt, it's white. And it
right.
has a red back to the WWE logo. It's a bit smaller than the main title, but the important thing is, it's on the same level as the men. Women are now referred to as superstars. That's an incredible breakthrough.
Thank fuck for that.
Right? Ric Flair.
Yes.
Helped Charlotte win.
So Sasha didn't win, though.
No. An 80-year-old man helped.
I don't think he's 80.
An 80,000-year-old man.
Okay, that's more like it, yeah.
Charlotte.
A man
win.
Who is older than the sun.
A man who I'm pretty sure wrote the Bible, had to help his daughter win. To what end?
Again, pointless. I
pretty
don't...
sure, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure Charlotte never needed his help to win before. I'm entirely convinced that Charlotte is, I don't know, capable. Just a little bit, just a tiny bit capable. Why did Ric Flair have to help her win?
Why didn't Sasha Banks win this?
Because.
Here's the thing as well, right? If you go back to, like, the reaction, like, there's, like, interviews with them afterwards. She just starts crying.
Yeah.
Because this was her fucking moment. Like, this was it. This was supposed to be her fucking moment where she wins. And they're like, nope. We'll give it to Ric Flair's daughter instead.
And again, when is Sasha Banks not crying?
That's irrelevant. The point is that everyone in that crowd wanted Sasha to win.
I would have preferred Becky.
God, anyone but Charlotte.
Charlotte has been ruined with bad booking.
Yeah.
You give her Ric Flair to get her heat, doesn't work. It's the wrong kind of heat. She's not a heel that I want to see. She's a boring heel. She's a boring character. She's not like how she was in NXT. And that's granted, because NXT characters and WWE characters are entirely different for no reason, right?
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
But, this new women's belt, this new championship that has a new lineage, Charlotte's the first ever champion, right? That in itself is a step towards the right direction.
Oh, yes.
Not entirely good, because if you continue to book them like shit, no one will take them seriously. But this is the first step. And now, we no longer have to complain about the butterfly belt.
No, fuck that thing.
I'm sick of complaining about it, and now it's gone.
Good.
So that's pretty good, right?
That sexist, misogynistic piece of shit is gone.
Yeah. Because they're dead. Superstars. They're now superstars. Superstars, superstars, superstars.
And to be fair, I mean, to give them credit where credit is due, they did have the match of the night, so...
I would say so, yes. I would say this and the Intercontinental Championship ladder match. Best matches of the night.
Yeah, I
prefer the women's, though. Despite the fact that the finishes to both of these were bad.
Well, every finish was shit. Like, we can't just say that.
Well,
like...
all but one.
Yes, all but one.
But we can't talk about them yet, because we now have to talk about... The Undertaker. Defeating Shane McMahon in the Hell in a Cell match that lasted for half an hour.
Pointless, pointless, pointless. Absolutely pointless. Right, so, let me just say this. Why would Vince McMahon allow his son, or write that his son has to jump off the thing that is the size of a house, jump off the damn thing? I don't care if he landed on a beanbag, a table, whatever he landed on.
You cannot really simulate falling 40 feet.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. And then for that to not matter, like, I can understand that Undertaker probably had to get out of the way. Because if he did land on him, Taker's going to
explode.
Two collapsed lungs. He's a 50-year-old man.
Yes.
He won't be able to take that.
Yes.
No way. No way in hell. Fine.
Right.
But then for Shane just to get tombstone and then that's it. And all of that meant nothing? Are you a fucking maniac? Like, what the fuck? Like, that was the most insane thing ever. Plus, WWE put that on their YouTube page.
Yeah.
Why am I paying for the network?
Why?
They literally put that on, and it's had like 1 million views or 2 million views or whatever.
Why?
Why? Why did you put that? Now, I don't need to buy it. I can cancel the network now.
There's a problem I have with this entire storyline. Shane returns.
Yes.
Says that he has a lockbox with leverage over Vince McMahon inside it.
And it's not been mentioned.
It was only mentioned once. Why did he have to wrestle a match?
Yep.
Why did he not just open
the box?
The box? Right? Why did he not reveal the embarrassing photo of Vince McMahon at the Christmas party? Why did he feel the need to face The Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell match?
And
now, granted,
as well,
if he won, he would gain control of Raw. That was the point of it, right?
But I said this in the live thing. He's gone and said everything is shit about this.
Right. He's blasted the product. He's lambasted Monday Night Raw.
And then
now,
this happens.
Because he's lost, that proved everything that he said. Everything he said is right. What do you think of yourselves, WWE? To prove that Shane McMahon's right? To what end?
Like, it's just...
We're bad and we know it. Get used to it. Why? Why couldn't you just do something different for once? For once!
It's
not hard. You don't need to hire Vince Russo to take the product in an entirely different direction. You can do that by yourselves.
It's so simple.
Right?
Apparently not, Sam.
Nope.
Apparently not.
Saying that, they actually did do something quite interesting next. With the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, a.k.a. the Armbar.
Right.
Let's actually go through the participants here, okay?
Oh, Christ.
Because I have a feeling that these participants could be a pretty good talking point. I want you to stall whilst I get the participants up.
Well, I could name you a few of them.
Name some of the people who we could expect to see in there.
Tatanka. Who I
what?
Honest thought...
What?
Tatanka.
Tatanka.
What's her name? What's his name?
Tatanka.
Tatanka. Tatanka. Tatata. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Tatanka.
Whatever! I was.
No, shut up! I'm not criticizing the way you're saying his name. I'm saying, why was he there?
Ah! I thought you'd take the piss out of my voice.
Dipshit. God, why Tatanka?
Yeah, but judging from
where's
the
he been?
Judging from the booking of this show, I fully expected him to win. Like I was like, I even sent a tweet out going, Tatanka is going to win. Like
who was in this?
Okay. WWE smart, they'll have Baron Corbin win it, who was also in it. They had DDP. Shaquille.
Let's just go through Fandango, Damien Sandow, Big Show, Victor, Connor, Tatanka, Jack Swagger, R-Truth, Goldust, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Heath Slater, Bo Dallas, Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Kane, Darren Young, Shaq.
Seriously? Shaquille O'Neal.
Basketball player Shaquille O'Neal? Okay. I understand. I understand that you don't have a roster right now. I understand. But 90% of the WrestleMania players were injured. What I don't understand is why you couldn't call up a few more people from NXT and instead needed Shaq!
I mean, okay, Shaq was there, but he didn't really do anything, really.
DDP was there, okay.
Yeah, he didn't
really
do anything.
Baron Corbin was in there, oh my god, Baron Corbin. What? Baron Corbin? He won the thing, by the way.
Beautiful.
He eliminated Kane.
Whoa. That was probably one of the greatest things ever.
This was the best booking decision of the night.
Yeah, when I saw Baron Corbin, I was like, wait.
Here's the thing, though. He didn't get his own special entrance. He came out with everybody else. Yeah. Like, they highlighted him. They were like, oh, that's Baron Corbin. But he didn't get his own entrance.
Yeah,
he
I didn't get that.
The entrances were Kane, Big Show, and Shaq. Shaq was on the same card as AJ Styles and Eva Marie. What a crazy world we live in.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't get it. I mean, that. Yeah, it had DDP in and stuff. Whatever.
DDP's a wrestler. Even Tatanka is a wrestler.
But
Shaq
point... no.
dunks hoops.
Yes, he does all the alley-oops.
He doesn't suplex people.
No. The thing is, this armbar thing has meant nothing for years. Absolutely nothing.
All 3 years has existed.
Yes. So having an up-and-coming guy win is probably a good idea to make people care.
What it could be for, maybe.
Yeah. Baron Corbin is... I've done like a 180 on the guy. I feel like he's actually got a lot better because they've actually...
Oh,
they've given him a character. He hates indie people. There we go. And they're giving him something, so...
The anti-indie supremacist lone wolf, Baron Corbin.
That'll do. It's better than I have tall, and I have a funny belly, like...
I have the largest belly button in the world.
Literally, what is that shit? It just goes like this.
I don't know.
What is that? It looks like...
It's like he has a face on his stomach.
Yeah, have you seen that Simpsons episode where, like, Homer, you know... getting tempted to cheat on Marge, and then she just pulls off his... top and he's got like a t-shirt underneath with that weird smudge Marge thing.
Yeah.
Edit this in.
Yeah.
And that's what his belly button looks like. I'm expecting it to just go.
I'm expecting it to start talking and cutting promos.
Yeah. Right. It's really weird.
But anyway, Baron Corbin won. Good. Good, good, good.
Yes.
Now I have to unfortunately deal with the address that the Wyatt family are officially dead.
Yep, they're done. They're fucking finished.
We thought they were done when they lost to John Cena. We thought they were done when they lost in embarrassing fashion to Kane and The Undertaker. Not even a year ago. Now, The Rock.
Yep, finished.
This is the semi-main event of WrestleMania 32, okay? The Rock.
Yeah.
Defeated Eric Rowan.
Yes.
In 6 seconds.
Why?
The Rock versus the Vintner. Did you really think that this would happen?
Here's the thing. JR in his infinite wisdom.
Right.
Was like, oh, the Wyatt family are not buried.
Oh, are they? That's news to me. Because not only did Varrock beat Eric Rowan in 6 seconds.
Right.
John Cena returned. And both of them systematically destroyed the Wyatts. If I was Luke Harper, I would be glad I was injured.
Yes, and here's the thing as well. This was before The Rock went around and was going like, that big one, he looks like he's been breastfed since 26, and the other one looks like he's married to his sister. Duck Dynasty references.
Unfunny Rock jokes.
The thing is, yes, he did say Bray was very charismatic and he had the ability and stuff, but you still...
They don't goddamn use it, do they?
No, and you still, you know, beat one of them in 6 seconds, so that's not really entirely good.
Am I the only one who's getting sick of The Rock appearing at WWE events?
Why did he have a flamethrower?
That entire segment was awful. He milks the crowd way too much. He has the worst segments at every WrestleMania since last year.
No, the one last year was amazing.
No, it wasn't. Just because it had Ronda Rousey in it, that doesn't make it amazing. You can fuck off, right?
It was amazing.
I'm sick of seeing The Rock. It hurts me to say that. I like The Rock in movies. I don't like him when he appears in WWE because he just shits on everybody. What's the point?
It was the best segment last year.
Oh, will you shut up?
I definitely didn't just like bring out my Ronda Rousey autobiography that I bought.
Will you?
What?
Main event time.
I don't want to talk about it. Fuck it.
We called it. We called it, ladies and gentlemen. Roman Reigns beat Triple H.
Here's the thing. I said on this very same show for fucking ages, but especially on that live show, that you would have 100,000 people. 101,000 people, which technically isn't technically true. Dave Meltzer said it was 90, so stop lying. Would boo this guy.
Right.
And they booed the shit out of him to the point where they had to mute the microphones of the crowd, turn down the volume.
Yep.
It's a disgrace. And the thing is, every WrestleMania, every single one, I don't care how good the event is, its legacy is normally tainted or built upon how good that main event was.
Right.
And you had, for the whole way through, all 30-plus minutes of it, the most boring thing ever, by the way. The crowd booed consistently until 6 seconds into Roman spearing Steph, and then they just booed again. And it was absolutely terrible. It was the worst main event probably in WrestleMania history. Worse than WrestleMania 9 when Hogan randomly came out and had a title shot and won the belt for no reason.
I think you're forgetting quite a few big ones.
This was the worst by far. This was the worst.
I'm sorry. You're not going to convince me that Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow isn't the worst WrestleMania main event of all time.
At least Bam Bam made Lawrence Taylor have a decent match.
Lawrence Taylor isn't a wrestler.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It's like putting Shaq in the main event.
Every single person in a fucking stadium, Cowboy Stadium, AT&T Stadium, the biggest stadium in North America, I think.
The stadium.
The stadium, right? Every single person booed Roman Reigns to the point where they had to turn down the volume of the bloody pay-per-view because it was getting too much. You could probably hear people booing throughout Dallas fucking Texas. It was the worst thing ever. And they went along with their stupid little plan because they're that stubborn and they can't let it go. So now you've got a WWE World Champion that no one wants and... It was the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. I fell asleep during this match. And then I woke up because I heard the chorus of boos. Again.
Well, let's focus on the positives. Triple H looks good.
No!
He does.
Whoa! What was that entrance? What was that shit? Why were there a bunch of creator wrestlers with skull masks that you can do in 2K16? Why? Why were they there? What was the imagery about? What was Stephanie's stupid monologue about? There is no hope. Yes, well done. It's like a self-fulfilling fucking prophecy, really, isn't it?
Well,
Jesus Christ. What was the point? Yes, Stephanie looked hot. Brilliant,
no,
the end.
No, she
like,
didn't.
What's the...
No, she didn't. Stephanie McMahon is not a hot woman. Quit with your insane mommy issues, all right? She's not hot. End of story.
She's a bitch. I don't know why that's attractive to me. I think I've got a problem.
Because you have problems, right?
Yes, okay, let's move on.
Well, you know, overall thoughts on WrestleMania? Not one
Shit.
Of the worst. It was terrible, but it's
no.
not one of the worst.
It was one of the worst.
It's not, no. There are a couple
yes.
of worse ones than this.
No.
At least three.
This is like third worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like, I mean, it goes 27-9 this. Like, this
yeah.
was awful. No, actually, no, this has to go second or first. It's got to, surely. All the fucking endings, besides from one and the Kalisto match, were bad. That main event was the worst thing I've ever sat through in my life. It was 7 hours long, and it was a waste of time, because what happened next on Raw...
Well, let's just go
just
into Raw, shall we?
Event.
Let's just go into Monday Night Raw, shall we? Let's kick it off with Shane McMahon is now running Raw for the night. Okay, so the fact that Shane McMahon lost that Hell in a Cell match now means nothing because he's running Raw for tonight. Because Vince McMahon came out, and then Shane McMahon came out, said goodbye to the WWE Universe, and then Vince was like, you know what, damn it. I'm not going to be upstaged. You know what? You want to run Raw? Show me what you've got. So now Shane's running Raw for the night.
And by the way, there was a WWE poll saying, do you think Shane should stay?
What was the results of this poll, Andy?
I'm guessing that the results were Shane should stay, because the other option was, no! Long live the authority! Who the fuck would say that?
The authority. But, so, Shane McMahon is running Raw. Why? Because, okay? The New Day beat Sheamus and Barrett.
Why couldn't
Hereby
they just...
continuing the tradition that the New Day can beat two members of the League of Nations at any given time, but they can't beat all four of them. For no reason.
Brilliant.
Yep. Not only that, after they lost, Wade Barrett was kicked out of the League of Nations with a literal brogue kick from Sheamus.
Right.
So that group just got a little less interesting now that there's three of them. But not only that, the Wyatt family came out and attacked the League of Nations.
So are they faces now?
They are the Wyatt family. The League of Nations are the League of Nations. You can cheer whoever you dislike the least, okay? The one you dislike the most, you can boo. It's up to you, Andy. Who do you hate more? I know that's a tough question for you, because I know that you hate the Wyatts for no good reason, and I know that the League of Nations are just terrible, right? Which do you hate most?
I wish they both go away.
No, but if you had to choose.
No, this has to be the first and only feud in history where no one wins. They just go away. They disappear. I don't know where they go. Just away. Just fuck off.
Just far away, away from you.
Yes. Get off my TV screen.
Well, speaking of get off my TV screen, we have
right.
Roman Reigns.
Oh, goody.
Cutting his inaugural champion promo.
I love how he's like, I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm the guy.
You know what? If they do this every night with Roman Reigns, I'm gonna like Roman Reigns.
Just turn him heel!
No, don't turn him heel! You know,
Why?
Andy, people hate Roman Reigns as a face, yeah?
Yes.
If Roman Reigns turns heel,
right,
everyone's gonna cheer. Because people like the fact that they turned Roman Reigns heel. They're
okay.
going to be happy to see Roman Reigns doing heel things.
Oh, I'm sorry. They did that to a relative. I don't know what kind of relative, because no one really knows, but they did that to The Rock. People were telling The Rock to die. And then they're like, fine, turn him heel. Fuck's sake. And then eventually people liked heel Rock to the point where Vince was like, right, turn him face. Like, why can't they just do that?
Because it's stupid, Andy.
It's not stupid.
It is stupid.
Works.
You're not meant to cheer
for
the bad
guy. It's a tried and tested formula that actually fucking works. It works with everyone. It worked with Austin. It worked with Cena. It worked with fucking Orton. It worked with everyone. That's how this fucking process works. It's not hard. It's tried and tested. It's not like something has failed like this piece of shit. This thing actually works.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does!
Backwards, Andy.
How? Are you fucking insane? What are you talking about?
Cheering the heel? Are you kidding?
No. No, stupid. they'll boo him still, and then eventually they'll like the guy.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
They will.
You know what?
They will like him, I swear. Just do what you've done with Cena.
No, we're not doing this. Next out comes out Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Chris Jericho, and AJ Styles, because they all want to hold that championship. You know what's going to happen now? Main event Fatal 4-Way to determine number one contender and who will be the first person to lose to Roman Reigns in a championship match.
No.
That'll be fun. But we actually got a couple of returning faces and debuts on this Raw.
Okay.
We have Apollo Crews. I'm sorry.
What?
Apollo Crews.
Did Vince just go, oh, look at him. Like, I don't.
Oh, but
Gary Strider. Like, he'd like to have gone, he's got tits. Like, why would any human being who has watched NXT be like, let's call that guy. Like, what? Let's call that guy up. What the fuck? No! He's got no personality. Mm. He just does flips. Mm. He's flippy, really heavy, man. Like, that's it. That's
flips,
all he has.
Heavy.
He has heavy and flips. Like, I don't... He hasn't got any personality.
No.
He can't... I'm sorry, he doesn't.
He
doesn't have a character yet.
No.
And they just called him up.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. He beat Tyler Breeze because Tyler Breeze is now the jobber. Which is fine. You know, Zack Ryder won that Intercontinental Championship? Not champion anymore.
Why?
Who's champion?
The Miz.
The Miz. The only good thing about this is that Maurice returned.
Yes. Mm, that's good.
Because did it honestly only just occur to these people that the Miz and Maurice are married and would make a good pairing.
Yeah. Like, on screen.
Has it only just occurred to them that they should do this?
Yes. Yes, it has, Sam. Yes, it has.
You know what? One of the longest reigning Divas champions of all time, Maurice. She wasn't terrible in the ring. She's not even that bad. Well, she's kind of bad on the mic, but she's not the worst. Point being, these two work together well.
Yes.
From what little we've seen, you can clearly see that these two will work well together. And The Miz is one of the best characters in WWE, right? But he's not booked properly. Hopefully this will fix that. And make people care about The Miz.
The Miz.
Because that's the problem, right? The Miz is a great worker. He's one of the greatest promo cutters they have in that company.
Okay, yes.
But no one cares about him.
Yeah.
He's an afterthought. Because he's constantly being sullied with the Intercontinental Championship serial prize, right?
Yeah.
Why should we care about The Miz? You give us no reason to. Now we have a reason to, kind of. Because you paired him with his wife. Kudos. Good job.
But again, it made the Mania match pointless.
Yeah. Made the Mania match pointless.
Absolutely pointless.
What happened next? Baron Corbin had a match with Dolph Ziggler and ended in a double countout. You know what? I can live with this. Because Baron Corbin just beat the shit out of Dolph Ziggler and wouldn't stop.
Yeah, fair
That's
enough.
How it ended.
I mean, if you're going to put Baron against someone,
that's
at least someone who can do magic bumps.
A man who is renowned for selling so hard, it makes people look a bit too good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, granted, he usually sells like Shawn Michaels did at SummerSlam, but this time it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, that's actually all right.
I can live with it. Next up, we have The presentation of the new women's championship. Because they had the entire women's locker room come out, and they presented the belt to Charlotte, and the crowd shit on it so hard that they didn't know what to do. But the main point of this segment is, we now have Charlotte's first feud with the belt. Who is she facing?
Natalya.
Natalya. Good choice. Good choice. I don't know how you feel about Natalya.
Why Natalya? Why not Sasha?
Oh, for God's sake.
Sasha!
Will you get over Sasha?
Sasha!
It's a thing,
Sasha
right?
Or nothing.
We've proven that Charlotte and Natalya can work very well together.
I'll just put Sasha in there.
Oh, will you fuck off for like 2 seconds? Alright? I don't care about Sasha at this point. I care about interesting feuds and the family versus family dynamic that they have with Flair versus Hart. That could be a good feud. Just gotta book it right. Talk.
No, I want Sasha. That's all I care about. I don't care about. Natty doesn't mean it. I'm sorry. In comparison to Sasha and.
Oh, Sasha's the best.
Sasha is the best. Fine, you have your little family feud thing whilst they do something else. I don't know.
Sasha.
I don't talk like that.
Actually, do.
Nah.
Speaking of undoing. Everything that happened at WrestleMania.
Oh, goody.
The Dudleys beat the Usos in a tables match.
Fucking brilliant!
No. Why not, right? Why the fuck not?
It's like they watched that match and went, oh, fuck, we did the wrong thing.
Tables match. Why wasn't it a tables match?
Why wasn't it a tables match at why? WrestleMania? Why didn't the Dudleys just win then? When the crowd wanted them to.
A good thing to come out of this. Enzo and Cass.
Yeah!
Finally made their debut on the main roster. About time.
This was the moment of the night for me. Fucking
about time. They cut one of the best promos they've ever cut on the Dudley Boys. And it looks like they're going to be feuding. Good.
Good.
Good. Good decision. You did good.
What did he say? He was the something Skywalker.
Smack talker Skywalker, and he got a Mike Sabre for a hater.
See, that is why I am not a charismatic man.
Right.
So there you go. I mean, that was pretty good. I mean, like, Enzo, good as always.
Mm-hmm.
Big cast, good as always.
Mm-hmm.
Good crowd reaction.
Dudleys know how to sell a verbal beatdown.
Yeah, like, Devon was like, fuck you! And
you little bitch!
You little bitch! And like,
yeah, that's how you do it.
God bless you, Devon Dudley.
Main roster, take notes. Testify. Oh, my brother, testify. Now we come to the main event of Raw. Why, don't groan. This is good.
Well, I know,
you mentioned earlier in the night that Kevin Owens destroyed Sami Zayn again, because that's what he does.
That's
so
why.
So, Sami Zayn couldn't compete. Who replaced Sami Zayn? Who replaced Sami Zayn?
Cesaro.
Cesaro returned in a suit and he ripped it off like he was a member of a Yakuza. It's crazy. Cesaro's over a shit, as always. Very good. AJ Styles is your new number one contender for the championship. Oh god, he's gonna lose to Roman Reigns at Payback. Why are they doing this?
Okay, like, alright. So, what? Vince! Okay, I need to talk to you directly, face to face, mano a mano. You want people to like Roman, right? Why are you feeding AJ Styles to him? People like AJ. People don't like Roman. What the fuck are you doing? They're gonna bury him. He's done. AJ's done because of this Jericho thing. He's definitely gonna be fucking toast after this. One of the greatest performers ever that has eluded your company for so long. And you're going to feed him to a fucking failure. Why? Tell me. Please. Tweet at me or something. What the fuck? Why are you seriously doing this? You are a clown. You are an absolute bellend. And like, I love how in interviews he goes, I listen to the people. No, you don't. If you did, you would have gave somebody else to him that someone really doesn't like. Like, I don't know. Fucking anyone else. He's not a fan favorite. Fucking The Miz, I don't know. Someone, please. God damn it. Jesus. What a fucking dumb idea this is going to be. I know what will make him well-liked. Bravo, Vince. Fucking bravo. Congrats.
Done.
You've really outdone yourself this time. Fuck.
Okay, so. Now, let's actually look at what they're planning for the next pay-per-view, Payback. I have a feeling that some of these might irk a pretty good reaction from you. Because per the Wrestling Observer newsletter, we have some plans for Payback.
No, Dave Meltzer's going to be like, things are happening, and then we're going to be like, well, what am I supposed
to do? You know what,
I'd
like to see Dave Meltzer do a report on what he's having for dinner. There's an 80% chance of food. I cannot confirm or deny this. There may or may not be Brussels sprouts. There have been rumors.
Why does he still talk about wrestling? He clearly cares more about MMA. Just do that.
Here we go. Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles. Oh, God, why? Charlotte versus Natalia. Oh, God, please be good. Chris Jericho versus Dean Ambrose. Okay. Okay. Fine. The Wyatt family versus the League of Nations. Oh, God, fine. The Dudleys versus Enzo and Cass. Hell yes.
Okay.
Emma versus Becky Lynch. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. But,
well,
yeah.
That thing doesn't really matter, does it?
No one really cares about that one. No Intercontinental feud, no US title feud, no tag title feud. I think you missed out some people there, Dave.
Yeah, David, you're not really doing this right, are you?
David Meltzer.
Mr. Meltzer, sir, you've forgotten other things.
I don't even know what impression that was, but yeah, you know, that's the plans for Payback, and with that, I think that's all we can really say about WrestleMania season. I'm glad that it's finally come to an end, and I can now relish in the fact that we're going to keep complaining about Roman Reigns.
And this is only the beginning.
This, well, we thought it was bad last year.
That was nothing.
No.
In comparison to this.
Anyone want to take my place? I'm happy to do.
Fuck
nothing.
Roman Reigns.
So saying that, you can comment below with your thoughts and opinions. What did you think about WrestleMania and the Raw following? Are you looking forward to Payback?
No.
Let us know in the comments below. Why you're either happy or like us and not. You can also go to WrestlePundit.com for the latest news and rumors in wrestling. We're on iTunes. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but we're there anyway. Search our name and you'll find us. You can also follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and on Instagram. Same name as everywhere else. And if you missed any of this, it's going to be in the description for you. You know, I'm looking forward to next week, because it finally brings back the riddles, it brings back the user comments. It's going to be a happy time for everyone.
No, not
I'm
going to
be so happy.
I don't want riddles! So, I don't want them! I have been Andy Quad.
And I have been disappointed.
Da-da, 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 boo! Bye-bye.
You know, same.